Welcome to Sermons from Holy Trinity. Holy Trinity Lutheran Church is committed to the preaching of Jesus Christ crucified and risen for the justification of the sinner by grace through faith for Jesus' sake. And now a sermon from Pastor William Swirla of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 奉耶稣的名。 Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Jidu fuola, tatsende fuola.
Hallelujah.
Just like he said. It feels good to shout that again, doesn't it? After 40 Lenten days of hushed alleluias, and a full year since the last Easter season, it feels good to shout that Easter acclamation once again. Jesus, who was crucified, is risen from the dead just as he said it would happen. Death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its grip on our humanity. Death, the greatest enemy of our humanity, has been defeated single-handedly by the Son of God who came in our flesh to conquer sin and death for us.
又可以这样欢腾的感觉真好。40天欲哭泣忍住不说哈利路亚。从上次复活节之后一整年的时间直到今天，让我们重新感受呼喊复活的喜悦。 陈被钉死，如今从死里复活的耶稣，说他会复活。他真的做到了。死亡失去了他的毒钩，坟墓不再抓住我们人。人类最大的敌人，死亡已经被上帝的儿子独自打败了。他以我们的肉体为我们战胜了罪和死亡。You
hear it every Easter on the nightly news, I'm sure. That you will hear it again this year. Something like this. This is the day that Christians believe Jesus rose from the dead. That statement is wrong on two fronts. This is not the day in the sense of the date because we don't know the date. We do know it was a Sunday, the first day of the week, the day after the Passover Sabbath. But because we don't know the year, we don't know the date.
每年复活节的晚间新闻，今年也不会例外。你都会听到类似的话说，今天是基督徒们相信耶稣从死里复活的日子。错了两个地方，不是今天这个日期，因为我们不知道确切的日期。我们知道是礼拜天，是一个星期的头一天。 但是因为我们不知道是哪一个年份，所以我们不知道那日期是哪一日。我们知道是犹太人逾越节安息日之后的头一天。And
it's not the day that we believe Jesus rose from the dead any more than the 4th of July is the day we believe that America declared independence. It's the day we celebrate the historic fact of Jesus' resurrection. It's not a matter of faith, but a matter of fact. A fact attested to by eyewitnesses, or we wouldn't claim it true. First, the women who went to the tomb, then Peter and John, then all the other disciples, then 500 men at one time, then James and all the apostles, and finally, Paul. How many eyewitnesses do you need to call to the stand to make the point? Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen. Deal with it.
第二点，不是相信耶稣从死里复活而已，而是一个历史事实。我们在庆祝耶稣从死里复活这个事实，不是信心而已，而是一个事实。 这是一个有目击证人的事实。首先是前往坟墓的妇女，然后是彼得和约翰，其他的门徒们有一次过500个人同时看到复活的主，接着是雅各，最后是保罗。你需要询问多少目击证人才能够愿意确定 这是个事实呢？基督已经复活了，你要怎么样面对这个事实呢？
Jesus' resurrection is the linchpin of our faith, the core, the center, the heart. Without it, everything else counts for nothing, and it's all so much religious prattle. The Apostle Paul says, if Christ isn't raised from the dead, if there are bones of Jesus buried somewhere in Palestinian soil, then our preaching is worthless, something that many have come to suspect all along anyway, and so is your faith, and you are wasting precious time here this morning. You may as well don your Easter bonnet, get into the Easter parade, and go off to your Easter egg hunt.
耶稣的复活是我们信仰的中心、关键、心脏。如果没有复活，所有一切都算不了什么，全都是宗教的闹剧。使徒保罗说，如果基督没有从死里复活，如果耶稣的骨头还是埋在巴勒斯坦地的土里面，那么我们的讲道没有任何价值。你的信仰和你今天在这里所浪费的时间也算不了什么。不如戴着复活节的草帽到处走动，去玩找蛋的游戏。
If Christ isn't raised from the dead, then we are the biggest bunch of fools that have ever walked the face of this planet. You are believing fairy stories, and it's time for you to grow up. If Christ isn't raised from the dead, then you and I and 2,000 years of Christians all the way back to the apostles are liars, and we've been misrepresenting God to the world. And most importantly of all, if Christ isn't raised, then you remain in your sins, and you better get to work on that.
如果基督没有从死里复活，我们就是这个地球上最大群的傻子。你不过相信些童话故事，你是该时候长大了。如果基督没有复活，你我和2000年的基督徒们，以至于使徒们，都是说谎话的人，错误地表现着上帝。并且最重要的是，如果基督没有复活，你现在仍然活在罪中。你最好现在就开始有好行为，为自己建立功德吧。
If Christ isn't raised from the dead, then seriously, you may as well become Buddhist. And work out your own path to your own version of your salvation with your own version of God. Or you can be an agnostic and not bother to know anything. Or you could just be an atheist, because after all, what's the point if the dead are not raised?
如果基督没有复活，你最好，真的，最好成为一位佛教徒，开始为自己建立得救的功勋，或者成为一位什么都不知道的不可知论者，或者干脆做一个无神论者。因为如果死人不能复活，无论你是什么样的人都没有任何意义。
If Christ isn't raised from the dead, then the dead are gone. And so you may as well forget about them. They're gone. If there is no resurrection,then life simply ends when your synapses stop firing. So why even worry about meaning, morality, judgment, justice, sin, grace, mercy? You may as well just join the ancient Greek skeptics who said, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Because that's all there is to life if Christ isn't raised. If Christ isn't raised from the dead, then you and I are nothing more than food processors passing on our flawed genetics to the next generation of dog-eat-dog consumers and drinkers, with the survival going to the fittest among us.
如果基督没有从死里复活，那么死去的人就已经完了。你最好还是忘记他们。如果没有复活，那么生命在你的神经停止运作的时候就已经结束了。你为什么还要去担心什么事物的意义，思考什么道德、审判、罪恶、正义、恩典？倒不如加入 古希腊的怀疑派的行列之中，说让我们吃喝吧，因为明天我们就要死了。如果基督没有复活，生命就这样结束了，我们不过是消化食物的机器，把我们有缺陷的基因传给下一代人，活在一个人吃人弱肉强食的社会里面。
But something happened that morning of the first day of the week. Something that shook the earth to its foundations. Something that brought angels down to have a look. Something that rattles everything that we know about biology and medicine. Something that literally has rewritten our history.When the women came to the tomb early that morning, they were expecting to find a sealed tomb. They were expecting guards. They were expecting a corpse. They had brought burial spices. They had forgotten what Jesus had told them, that he would be crucified and on the third day raised to life again. Even these unsophisticated, unscientific,Country bumpkins from Galilee knew, they knew that dead men don't rise from the dead, at least ordinarily.
但是就是在这一个星期的头一天的早晨发生了一件事情，震撼着整个地球的地基，让天使都要下来查看，这是摇撼着我们对生物学、对医学的认识。当那天早晨，妇女们去看坟墓的时候，他们以为会看到一个封闭的坟墓，士兵们正把守着一具尸体，他们带着埋葬死人的香料，他们忘记了耶稣对他们说的话，就是他会在第三天复活，重得生命的话。即使是在当时加利利地区最单纯、最没有科学头脑的傻瓜，也都知道死人不会复活，至少在正常的情况下是这样子。
What they found was a stone door rolled away. A bright angel happily perched on top of the stone. Guards fainted away as though they were dead. And what they heard was incredibly good news. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. And what they saw was an open, empty tomb.
但是他们看到了石头被移开了。一个光明的天使高兴地坐在上面，他们听到了一个难以置信的好消息，耶稣不在这里了，因为已经复活了。正如他说的那样，他们看到了一个空的、打开的坟墓。
I love Matthew's rendering of this. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. And they ran to tell his disciples, fear.And great joy. How else do you react to this kind of news? Dead Jesus, crucified Jesus, is risen from the dead. That's scary. That's creepy. It makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up if you think about it and try to visualize what that must have been like. And yet, there's joy here. He was dead and he's alive again. Could it really be true? Were they hallucinating? Were they hysterical, perhaps?
我喜欢马太的描述，他们既害怕又大大的喜悦离开坟墓，跑去找耶稣的门徒们。既害怕又大大的喜悦，面对这样的消息，你还会有其他什么反应吗？死的耶稣复活了，这个消息甚至有点毛骨悚然，可以让你脖子后面的汗毛竖起来。然后又要有喜乐，他曾死去现在活过来了，这难道是真的吗？还是他们的幻象，是歇斯底里的神经质？
And then they saw Jesus. Jesus meets them on the road. Greetings, he says. I love it. He uses just an ordinary street greeting. Hi. As if to say, what did you ladies expect?I told you I would rise on the third day. Here I am. And they take hold of his feet and they worship him. You might worship a hallucination, but I assure you, you can't grab the feet of a hallucination. And their fear melts away to unbridled Easter joy.
接着他们看到了耶稣， 在回去的路上让他们遇见了。耶稣用他们日常的对话，你们好，来问候他，就如同我们说嗨一样，就如同在跟他们说，你们到底在想些什么，我告诉你我会在第三天复活，现在我就在这里了。妇女们就抓住他的脚崇拜他。你可能会崇拜一个幻象，但是你不能抓住他的脚。他们害怕，现在已经完全被喜悦融化了。
Do you fear death? Then fear it no longer. Christ has conquered.
你害怕死亡吗？那么不要再害怕了，基督已经战胜死亡了。
Do you dread the grave? Then dread no longer, because Christ has made the grave a place of Sabbath rest and peace.
你害怕坟墓吗？那么不要再害怕了，基督已经将坟墓变成一个安息之地。
Do you grieve the death of someone you love? Then grieve in hope and trust in Christ. He is risen, and in him all the dead will rise too.
你为你死去的爱人悲哀吗？那么就在对基督的盼望和信靠之中悲哀吧。他复活了，在他里面的死人也会复活。
Are you suffering and despairing in this life? Then rejoice even in your suffering. Christ is risen. His suffering is vindicated, and in him your suffering is vindicated too.
你今生在受苦难吗？你在绝望吗？那么就在你的苦难之中欢庆吧。基督已经复活，他的苦难已经得到雪耻了，在他里面你的苦难也会得到雪耻的。
Do you harbor doubt? Then doubt no more. Christ is risen. His words are true. He is the truth. He is the way to God. He is the life.
你还在怀疑吗？那么不要再怀疑了，基督已经复活，他的话是真的，他就是真理，他就是与上帝一起永生的道路。
Come you faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God has brought his Israel, his Jesus, into joy from sadness.
来吧，有信心的人们，起来，在胜利的喜悦中欢庆吧。上帝已经将他以色列民的悲哀变成了喜乐。
Come you faithful, rejoice in the baptism that joins you to Jesus' death and Jesus' life.
来吧，在洗礼中欢呼，这洗礼将你联合在耶稣的死和复活之中。
Come you faithful, eat and drink the body and the blood that conquered sin and death for you.
来吧，吃喝这战胜罪和死亡的身体和宝血。
Come you faithful, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we live.
来吧，让我们吃喝，因为明天我们会活着。
Christ is risen, Alleluia.
基督已经复活
了， Alleluia.
基督已经复活了， Alleluia. 他真的复活了，哈利路亚。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Thank you for listening to Sermons from Holy Trinity. Services at Holy Trinity are Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Holy Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 15710 Newton Street in Hacienda Heights, California, and on the web at www.htlcms.org.